When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey-ho! Jesse Blaze Snyder here. Welcome to All Your Favorite Bands Suck. I'm so fucking excited because I've been listening to this band for like 3 weeks now. I was about to do Rancid 2 weeks ago. I was about to do Rancid last week. And I've just been really busy and traveling around a lot. And they had a bunch of albums that I hadn't listened to, and I love Rancid so much, I was just kind of like, I want to listen to all of them. You know, they put out like three new albums since 2009's Let the Dominoes Fall, which I loved. It was really funny. I always will go and look and just see what tastes are on certain things, usually because I'm looking for like songs that were released by the band or cover songs that were released by the band that maybe I might have missed that might have been kind of, that might be interesting. So I'll like try to find lists of like songs you didn't know were by Rancid or things like that. And when I was looking at lists of like everybody's, you know, top albums, I was just kind of curious, like what are everybody else's top albums? The album Let the Dominoes Fall is like last on most of the people's list. And Let the Dominoes Fall is fucking awesome. And it's one of my top three, even though there is no, and I mean, and this is written in one of the articles where that puts Let the Dominoes Fall last on their list. There is no such thing as a bad Rancid album. I mean, there really isn't. Their recent album, Tomorrow Never Comes, is maybe my least favorite of anything that they've ever put out. And I still have like, you know, a half a dozen songs on the record that I really like. And I mean, you know, there's a couple others that, you know, I like less than some of the others. Again, there's like nine songs on the album that I love. Granted, most Rancid records have like, I don't know, 17 plus kind of tracks on them, but they are so awesome. I mean, they're such a classic band that I know most of the stuff that I'm going to recommend, like right off the bat, if you have any knowledge about this band at all, you're going to go, oh yeah, yeah, I know that song. I know that song. I know that song. And I mean, it only makes sense to start out with And Out Come the Wolves, because this is their, not their debut album, this is their third album, but this is the album that really blew them up. This album has 19 songs on it. I have 18 of the 19 songs saved to my Spotify. And not that like Daily City Train isn't like a terrible song or anything, but awesome. They are such a great band. They're a great band, and they've got, you know, a lot of important contributors to that band thing. But honestly, I can see the main reason why Rancid is Rancid is Tim Armstrong, their singer. Tim has gone on to do many other little side projects, even like a little solo thing that was really great, and a band called The Transplants. He's written for Pink. He's written for various pop stars and shit. He's really done a lot of work outside of just Rancid. And honestly, I may come back around to do a Tim Armstrong episode. I don't know. I'll probably space it out a little bit. It'll probably be like in a few weeks or something. But I really do believe in Tim Armstrong, his songwriting, his lyricism. I mean, like, he is great. He's just got something about him where he is able to turn these little itty-bitty punk rockers into something real and something special. That is the one thing I should tell you about, you know, Rancid to begin with. Like, most of their songs are fairly short. Some of their songs are, like, ridiculously short. It would be the case where I'd be, like, listening, and then if I wasn't paying attention, I'd be like, oh man, I love this song. Like, and I had just started the album or just started the song. And then I show up and I look and I think I'm selecting the first song, the song that I saw. And it's, no, it's the next song, or it's two or three songs from there. Like, that much time has passed. And I was just kind of like, yeah. And I was like, oh, this is really good. But because the little songs just went down and were really, were really brief. For me, Rancid is just one of those bands that can really generally do no wrong. And I'm going to give you just a heads up too. I'm with my babies in New York for Easter. I'm just in their basement. I didn't want to kick all my kids out of their rooms and stuff. So I'm literally in the main room. So if you hear a door open or like anything else go on in the background here or there, it's just my kids. And I'm down in the basement where my oldest ones live. And I had to ask them to turn their TVs down and shit so I could record. But it really shouldn't affect the show that much. Anyway. This first Rancid record, well, it's the third Rancid record. I will tell you, their first album is actually really great. I had never heard it until just 2 weeks ago when I started, researching Rancid. But I knew I have three albums by them that I've been listening to for forever. And then there's some additional singles and some additional things here or there that I've come across along the way that I love. So I love Rancid, love Tim Armstrong. Like, I've listened to his solo album. I love The Transplants. I love the stuff that he did for Pink. There's really just a breadth of music that they provide that I, or rather Tim Armstrong has provided, that I'm super up on. But when I went over to the Spotify page for Rancid, I was kind of surprised to see that they had two albums before And Out Come the Wolves, which I just always assumed was their first record because I was an ignorant idiot. And they've got an album called Let's Go, which is so fucking good. It's going to be my second pick for the, usually I try to focus on three albums that are incredible, but I can't even focus on three albums. I'm going to focus on An Out Come the Wolves, Let's Go, Let the Dominoes Fall, and Indestructible. But also, I think I'm going to focus a little bit on their B-sides and C-sides record because that's the most fucking insane experience I've ever had. This morning, I'm almost done, and they have this B-side, C-side record, and it has one of my favorite Rancid songs on it. It's got I Wanna Riot, which was on a Beavis and Butthead soundtrack years ago. I wanna riot. It's a fucking great song. Anyway, I'm looking at B-sides and C-sides, and I'm not going to listen to it because usually I don't listen to a B-side, C-sides record. Talk about my father's B-side, C-side record, the first Dee Snider solo album, which is like embarrassing now because that record stands alongside all these other Dee Snider solo records, which are fairly good compared to the first Dee Snider solo record, which is a B-sides record. It's made up of a whole bunch of shit that there was no intention of releasing. However, Rancid's B and C-side record is just like a typical fucking Rancid record. More than half of it I saved. It's got great, great shit on it. And it's better than some of the fucking normal Rancid records as far as I'm concerned. Like, that says something. When your B and C sides record for your band, the shit that made the cutting room floor, when that album is as good, if not better, than your normal releases. And your normal releases are amazing. They don't put out bad things. They really don't. Their shit's fucking awesome. I mean, it's funny. There's like decent accolades for Tomorrow Never Comes, which is their most recent record besides the B-side and C-side, which just came out this year. And I don't think Tomorrow Never Comes is particularly great, but it still has some great shit on it. So without further ado, let's dig into this shit. But I'm gonna get you some shit from every Rancid record. But of course, if you're gonna start listening to Rancid, And Out Come the Wolves is the way to go. Maxwell Murder, the opening track, is incredible. Let's get a little bit of, I'm gonna play you a whole bunch of clips from here. I mean, this record really just above and beyond, just everything's great. And the songs are too short. If you really want the truth, dial 999. Call in Maxwell Murder for you. So, look, they're a sloppy punk band, and they are fast, and it's meant to be not awesome. I'm gonna like what I mean by not awesome is it's meant to subvert your delicate ears. Okay, you want something to sound all nice and pretty? Well, they're not doing that. And they're not doing that on purpose. But buried beneath this sort of production and this ridiculous, speedy, barely sung, kind of spoken, performances. It are just some of the greatest songs you will ever hear in your life. And I'm going to save talking about The Highway, which is one of my favorite songs. It's on that Domino's Fall record, which they think is the worst Rancid record. That album contains some of my favorite Rancid songs of all time. The Highway is one of my favorite songs of all time. And I'm going to sing it just to demonstrate how he does it versus how it could be done. Because all of this music is just, it's great. Melodically, it's so great. So ear-catching, anthemic, and just will enrapture you. But the deliveries are just so Bob Dylan. You know, Bob Dylan is famous for other people coming along, covering his songs and having much bigger hits than he's ever had. Because his lyrics are right and his melody is right. But his delivery, well, he doesn't necessarily have the greatest voice. It's very textured and very interesting. And people can appreciate some really good melodies and some really good arrangements, some really good lyrics. They love Dylan right out the gate. But for a lot of people, you have to hear some great pop artist cover the Dylan song for you to appreciate it. And honestly, fucking Rancid, very, very similar. And just like, if you can't really appreciate melody and arrangement and just if you can, you're going to be blown away. If you can't, you might find Rancid a little hard for you to get behind. But this show is always aimed at the mainstream. And I'm not telling you to listen to something if I don't think that a mainstream audience can fucking handle it. And you can. A mainstream audience can handle this stuff. It's great. Their best stuff is incredible. It's incredible. And you'll find it to be incredible as well. You may be like, I'd like it a little better if it was a little cleaner or whatever else, you know, like Motorhead or whatever before them. You know, there are some bands. I like slightly cleaner versions of these of music as well. Some of the ways in which they're subverting the prettiness of what they're doing, I don't necessarily prefer. There's moments in time where it's said, like, oh, they sold out. And they're just slightly more melodic and available. You know, the music and the lyrics are a little bit more available than it is in some of the other ones. And I can understand that for people who are locked into the real muddy, nitty-gritty, Rancid style. But across the board, they're just an incredible band led by Tim Armstrong, who is an incredible songwriter. Let's check out some of these other ones. Track 2, The 11th Hour. I'm just going to play like every fucking song on this record because I want you to see how good it is. Holy shit. Do you know where the power lies? Imagine Tim Armstrong had a good voice. I mean, there's a chance he may actually have a great voice, and he's just putting this on. You know, I mean, it's so amazing. I got a really good friend of mine, Ben Pratt. Shout out to Ben. Ben's got one of these great voices too. His voice sounds like it's been run over by a fucking truck, but it's incredible. You know, like a Johnny Cash voice. I mean, these voices are hard to find. When you find somebody who really just has a timbre and can make noises with their voice that other people can't make, ah, this is so gratifying. You know, and Tim Armstrong, freaking incredible. The track 3, Roots, Radical. I love this one. Give him the boots. Dr. Campbell Benzonato, he was on there, he was waiting for me. While the punk rockers and the moon stompers, the route on the corners where they're sparing for chairs. We're just 3 songs in.
A radical. And now I'm a radical.
So now we're 3 songs in, and maybe we finally get to a song that you might have heard, Time Bomb, track number 4.
Black hole, black hat, Cadillac, yeah. Because the time bomb Black coat, black shoes, black hat, Cadillac, yeah, because of time bomb.
Great one. Olympia YA is a great one. Olympia YA is a great one. Lockstep and Go, of course. Lockstep and Gone, sorry. This is one of their hits from this record. I think this was the first hit from the record.
Let's set a roll. Lockstep, I'm gone. There's something wrong. A lockstep, I'm gone.
This song's so fucking good. This whole album's so good. The next track, Junkie Man's great. Listed MIA is great. Ruby Soho, of course. You know this one. If you probably do. I mean, it's been played on the radio a lot. Ruby Soho is a big hit for them. Ruby, 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 Ruby Soho. Ruby, 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 Ruby Soho. I love Rancid, man. They're such a great band.
I love Tim Armstrong, too. I'll tell you about him in a second.
Destination, Ruby, 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 Ruby Soho. Oh, now Ruby, 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 Ruby Soho.
Yeah, I should talk about Tim Armstrong and my relationship with him, or at least meeting Tim and just dealing with Tim a little bit along the way here. Shit, hopefully that didn't fuck up my recording. I just seemed like I was being unplugged. I met Tim during the Indestructible album because I was a VJ on MTV2 and that album came out that year, and he came on down, and I was already a big Rancid fan. I'm a punk, so, like, you know, Rancid was my jam. That and Out Come the Wolves record was really big for me. And I had some awareness of him beyond that. I think I'd seen them live at a festival at some point. So they were a favorite band of mine. I would tell people, like, oh yeah, no, I love Rancid. They're awesome. And I hadn't even gotten as deep into them as I would later. But meeting him, and I should say, and listening to that album, Indestructible, I already loved Rancid. I thought that record was awesome. Their single that was out at the time was fucking great. They had tons of great music on that song. I mean, on that album. And so I was really keyed up to meet them and excited to meet them. And I could not be more fucking thrilled with my experience. I mean, generally, just like, they were awesome. And in particular, Tim Armstrong, he was so cool. I thought maybe he was gay. He was so nice. He was so sweet to me. It's funny because I'm like this. When people meet me, sometimes people think I'm gay because I'm just, like, really forward. And if I like you, I'll just be like, oh man, you're a cool guy. Like, you know, like we should be friends. You know, like, I'm just really, like, open. And I was kind of intimidated by him, how freaking sweet he was to me. And he was just so fucking cool and so supportive. And, as you know, there was a lot of really cool bands that were very kind to me. I tried to be very supportive of bands that I loved, especially the ones that I loved as people, like Saliva. You know, I would make a really big deal for Saliva because I just thought they were great people and I wanted to see them succeed. And they would watch MTV2 and they would watch me, you know, count down their videos and shit, and they would see the things that I would say about their band, that I would go out of my way to say nice things. And I didn't say nice things about every band. You know, that was always kind of my rule with being genuine. You know, I really believe in being honest and cool. And that doesn't mean that you go around trashing all the people that you don't like. But when you have an opportunity to say something about somebody that you really do like, make sure that you fucking say a lot and mean it. So Rancid was one of those bands. And, you know, I got to see Tim, you know, other times down the line. And he was always very grateful and appreciative. And that's so cool. You know, that honestly made the job worth doing, because I don't fucking give a shit about hosting and being a VJ or anything like that. It was just money. You know, like, that was an opportunity. They were interested in hiring me for various reasons. And I was like, all right, you know. But that wasn't, like, anything that I, you know, was dreaming about doing as a kid, being a fucking VJ. Who gives a shit? However, it seemed like this great opportunity to turn people on to some great music simply by giving extra love and extra affection and enthusiasm to the bands that I really thought deserved people's attention. You know, bands like Brand New or My Chemical Romance or AFI, or, you know, I'm trying to remember who was coming out at the time that I was really like vibing with. But there were so many. There were so many bands that I really dug, and any of those bands I would push really hard. And a lot of those bands, they noticed, and that was so cool. And Tim Armstrong was one of them. And I guess that was part of the thing. I think I had already been pushing the track from the main first single from Indestructible, which we had already been talking about, it, and I was really kind to them, and I said lots of nice things about Rancid whenever I had the opportunity. So when Tim came in and met me, he was like, yeah, that's the kid. He's been saying nice shit about us. That's so awesome. And he was super nice to me. Anyway, I think that that's so cool and important. And like, for me, listening to Rancid and them being great and me being able to tell you how great they are, it feels so good because he's good. He's a nice guy. He's a really good dude, and you can hear it in his music. You can hear it in what's being put down. And I know his heart had been broken at the time. He was dating the chick from the Distillers. What was her name? Cody something, whatever. I fucking love the chick from the Distillers. That first Distillers record is one of my favorite albums of all time. So damn good. Brody, that's her name, Brody. She had just broken his heart. One of the Queens of the Stone Age guys like stole her from him or something. I forget what the drama that was going on. But despite all that, dude was just, he was the man. He's still the man. Fucking love Tim Armstrong. This album is so damn good. After Ruby Soho comes that one track, Daily City Train, that I don't have saved on my Spotify. But it doesn't matter. These are all great tracks. Next comes Journey to the End of the East Bay. Great song. She's Automatic. I love that one. I mean, and that's like a weak song on this record. That's like a weak one. that's like, ah, not the best. But it's great. It's fucking great. There's so many great songs in here. Old Friend is great. Disorder and Disarray is great. The War Ends is great. You Don't Care Nothing's great. As Wicked is great. Avenues and Alleyways is great. The Way I Feel is great. It's the last track on the record. Really, this whole album is awesome. I mean, Daily City Train's okay. I'm tempted to play it. Like, it's all right. I think it's like super short. This is Daily City Train. This is the song I did not include. So according to me, this is the weakest song on the record. And it's still a good song, man. It's a good song. they're so fucking good. All right. So record number two we're going to go with Let's Go, which I only heard a couple weeks ago, like I said. But I've listened to a bunch of this since then. I've shared like different songs with my girl and with friends and stuff. It's awesome. What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 songs on this record that I love. Great. There's 23 tracks on this record. There's plenty of songs that kind of get skipped over or whatever. But the first like six tunes, Nihilism, Radio, Sidekick, Salvation, and Tenderloin are great. Is that five? Yes, Sidekick's a great one. I like Radio too. This is Sidekick. All right, if you know anything about me, fighting crime in the streets together, I had a dream I was a sidekick. Like this, I like this. This is fun for me. Then I skip over Let's Go, and it was track six. And then track seven and eight, As One and Burn are great. And then if you move towards the end of the record, Gave It Away, Ghetto Box, and then Black and Blue, Saint Mary, Dope Sick Girl, Solidarity, Midnight, Motorcycle Ride, and 7 Years Down, the last track on the record, all awesome. And I'm not going to go through and play like every single one of these guys because
this record is a little new to me. On some of the ones that I'm more familiar with, I'll play a lot more of the stuff so you can get like a bit of it. But I can't remember. I have a kind of dyslexia where numbers and like proper names and stuff like that. Sometimes I flip them around and stuff, so it's hard for me to remember that kind of stuff and hard for me to remember what the associations are. You know, I know a song when I hear it, but like with the titles, it can be a little tricky for me. So I'm just gonna like name all those tracks, okay? Let's Go is awesome. Let's Go. And just for me, the fact that it's the album that came out right before And Out Come the Wolves, and it's so good, and I didn't get to hear any of it, that like kills me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting smart home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Number three, I'm going to go to Let the Dominoes Fall. And again, this admittedly by some of these reviewers, there is no bad Rancid record. They want to say this is a bad Rancid record. I think that's fucking bananas, okay? This has so many songs on it that I love. East Bay Night, the opening track, is a favorite of mine, favorite Rancid song.
Another East Bay Night.
East Bay Night. East Bay Night. East Bay Night.
When the sun goes down and the night come around and the fog come a rolling in. When they cast the light, the god dance when time and open match you in.
What are people's problems? This album is awesome. Right. Number East Bay Night. East Bay Night. It's just such simple shit, you know? Track number three, Up to No Good. I like that one too. To no good. Up 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 to no good. How about Last One to Die? Last One to Die. Last one to die. last one to die. And of course, always remember, I'm sorry for making all these songs shitty by me singing on them and stuff like that. Like, I'm literally just trying to make sure that we don't get freaking snagged for copyright stuff, even though, like, this is like journalism and stuff. So it is legal and everything, but I just don't want to have the fucking battle with the stupid AI algorithms. So I try to cover up some of the songs, at least with like some background thing of me humming or whatever else, so that it doesn't read to the system exactly the same. Anyway, there's another track after that. Disconnected's great. I Ain't Worried's great. Damnation's great. New Orleans is great. Civilian Ways is great. The Bravest Kids is great. You can skip Skull City. LA River's great. Lulu's great. Domino's Falls great. Liberty and Freedom's great. You Want It, You Got It's great. Here, I'll play LA River. I like this one. It's just a weird song. There's just so much cleverness, and like, especially in the really good Rancid songs. But I mean, like, every song generally has like a good idea behind it.
River.
Boom shaka, shimmy, 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 shimmy. I can't say it. Boom shaka, laka, laka, boom shaka, laka, laka, show. I like their little sound effects in the song. Shimmy, shimmy, shake, shimmy, shake, shimmy, shake, shimmy, shimmy. I like that one a lot. Then towards the end of the record, and granted, there's a lot of acoustic versions of, like, I think there's acoustic versions of every song on this record, or most of them. But the last track on this record is one of my favorite songs of all time, and certainly my favorite Rancid song. And it's called The Highway. And I want you to hear this hook, and I just want to try to bring out to you sort of like just how great this is and how understated it is right here in this presentation. So listen to this intro.
Not close to one night stands. Let's shorten them off again. This is my life.
Living on the highway. It's all I've ever done, all I've ever known. Just wanna play one more show and make some music with my friends. Of the American experience.
Scatter in the streets and show me what you got. This is no set of ideals. This is fame.
Sing it.
Not clubs and one night stands. I play a show, then I'm off again. This is my life, living on the highway. It's all I've ever done, all I've ever known. Just wanna play one more show and make some music with my friends.
I just want you to hear it there, where like it's meant to be sung. He's throwing this away. This hook is being thrown away.
Nightclubs and one night stands. Play a show that I'm off again. This is my life, living on the highway. It's all I've ever done, all I've ever known. Just want to play one more show and make some music with my friends.
I mean, he literally sounds like he's mentally challenged singing this thing. If he was singing it right straight ahead.
Not clubs and one night stands. I play a show, then I'm off again. This is my life, living on the highway. It's all I've ever done, all I've ever known. Just wanna play one more show and make some music with my friends.
How fucking powerful is that hook? How incredible is that hook? Just to sing it like that to yourself and to see how understated, how he's throwing away brilliant, brilliant hooks. This man could be making pop music, and he does sometimes. He makes fucking, you know, he wrote some stuff for Pink, and he's worked with some other people. But he could sell out so easily. That hook is brilliant. Ah, fuck. It's so good. That's so fucking good. Tim, ah, I wish I wrote that song. It's so beautiful. And like, I want to cover it so bad, just so I can show other people how great
like this song is, the level of song. You know, he's not quite capable of delivering as great as he wrote. It's so good. It's so fucking good. I mean, granted, there's an argument that as he does it is the best way. You know, I fucking, you know, you love hearing Tim. You love to hear Tim sing his garbly gook. It's singing. Oh, man. Tim Armstrong, I love you, brother. Thank you so much for making music for us. It really means a lot to me. Learned so much from you. All right. So, number four, and then I'm just going to go in order for the rest of everything else, is Indestructible. This is the record that came out when I was hosting MTV2. I don't remember if there was like two singles that were out at the time or just one single, and maybe they were there to promote the next single or whatever, but I was already a fan of this record. I was already very, you know, very into it. The opening track on the record is Indestructible. That's a great one. I think their first single off the record, though, was Fall Back Down, which I quite love. This shit that's like sweet and introspective is like always just that much better for all the hard rock punk shit they do. She's not the one coming back for you. She's not the one coming back for you. You're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. Great one. And then the next track, Red Hot Moon, I think this might have been the other single that maybe was coming out at the same time. Red Hot Moon's a great one. Under the red hot moon, took the bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Take the bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Under the red hot moon, take the bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Under the red hot moon, take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Under the red hot moon, take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Great one. Couple tracks later is Start Now. That's also awesome. Then you get into Travis Bickle, Memphis, Spirit of 87, Ghost Band, Tropical London. All these songs are great. I love Travis Bickle's really good. This is Travis Bickle. Let's play you like some clips. Bam, 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 I'm done. Spirit of 87 school. So rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll. Memphis is great too. Is Memphis. I live my whole life, made mistakes from the get go. Street kid from the start, right? No regrets, no. I do what I want, yeah, cause I said so. No seat for the wicked, right? Hit the road, hauling all rock and rolling down about 15 deep. We hit the streets, roll riding. Right. Yeah.
I love this song.
Memphis.
Ah, such a good one. And then if you go down the record just a little bit more, there's Born Frustrated, Back Up Against the Wall, and then the last two tracks on the record, Stand Your Ground and Other Side, where they're like, Back Up Against the Wall. Play a clip of that.
Back up against the wall, and I
got my back up against the wall, and no one hears a call, there's no one there at all,
and I
got my back up against the wall. Beautiful shit, beautiful shit. So that's Indestructible. I mean, you know, what is it, 15, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 13, 14, 14, 15? I don't know. There's a ton of songs I like on it. So we're just going to freaking go through their whole catalog, you know, from the beginning. And I'm just going to, you know, largely I'm going to list like a bunch of songs and shit, but I'll play a couple things here there. So the first Rancid record, again, I hadn't heard it until like 3 weeks ago, and it's great. The opening track, Adina, is really cool. Track three, Detroit. Four, Rats in the Hallway. Five, Another Night, also awesome. Out of My Mind is great. Injuries, great. Holiday Sunrise, Unwritten Rules, and Get Out of My Way, the last track on the record. All awesome tunes. So what's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So 9 on their very first record right out the gate. We already went over their second record from 1994, Let's Go. We went over And Out Come the Wolves in 95. Then we got 98's Life Won't Wait. There's some great shit here. Track number 2 and 3, Blood Clot and Hoover Street are great. Then going a little deeper into the record, Crane Fist, Leicester Square, Backslide, Who Would Have Thought, Cash Culture and Violence, and The Wolf, as well as towards the end of the record, Wrongful Suspicion. Great shit. These records were kind of new to me, so I don't, I'm not like, I don't have like super memory of like which ones are the ones that I would like to play for you right now. Rancid, parentheses 5, is a slightly, you know, like lesser cool record for me, but still awesome. I recommend from it Let Me Go, Poison, Black Hawk Down, Rwanda, Rattlesnake, Radio Havana, Black Derby Jacket, Rigged on a Fix, and Reconciliation. All great stuff. The next record from here is that Indestructible record that we just went over. And then comes Let the Dominoes Fall, which people shit talk, but it's fucking awesome. I don't understand why they're shit talking that record. So then you've got all new stuff that came my way. You've got Honor Is All We Know, Troublemaker, and the latest original record, Tomorrow Never Comes, which I don't really love that record so much. But finally, the B-Sides and C-Sides record, which is one of my favorite Rancid records ever. I just finished listening to it before I started this, and it's really good. So we'll start with Honor Is All We Know in 2014. This record kicks. Back Where I Belong is great. Track 3, Collision Course. 4, Evil's My Friend. 5, Honor Is All We Know, A Power Inside, In the Streets, Face Up, all great. Then we got Malfunction, Now We're Through With You, Everybody's Suffering, Gravedigger, Breakdown, and Something to Believe in a World Gone Mad. All great songs, okay? Then we've got Troublemaker in 2017, I guess. Track 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all great. Ghost of a Chance, Telegraph Avenue, An Intimate Close-Up of a Street Punk, Where I'm Going, Buddy, Farewell Lola Blue. Then you can skip All American Neighborhood, Bova Rock and Roll. I love that one. Maybe I'll play a piece of that. Bova Rock and Roll, Make It Out Alive. Let's see, here's Bova Rock and Roll. Fucking badass, right? I love this song. Fun shit. So the song right after that, Make It Out Alive, I think I said. Then you got I Got Them Blues Again. Another really fun one here. I'll play that too. I Got Them Blues Again. No notification or exception. So meet me by the weeping willow tree. Cause there's no one coming home for me. I got them blues again. I got them blues again. Great song. So I Got the Blues Again. Beauty of the Pool Hall, good. Say Goodbye to Our Heroes, great. I Kept a Promise is great. Cold, Cold Blood is great. And the last track on the album, Go On, Rise Up, also awesome. All right, continuing on to Tomorrow Never Comes. And like, I don't know. I kind of want to like give this one another listen because I only have saved so far four tracks on it. And it was one of like my first like starting listen to. And I was like a little, I don't know. But man, I don't know. Maybe there's more good stuff on it because there was some people who were like, liking the album better than I was on the internet. So maybe I could give it another chance. But track 3 and 4, Devil in Disguise and New American. I recommend both those songs. There's a track a little later on the record called Live Forever. And then towards the end of the record called Eddie the Butcher. And I would recommend both of those guys. Now, though, we get to the B-sides and C-sides record, which, as I said, this record is just fucking insane. I just listened to it before putting it on. I'm just blown away. I went upstairs to tell my ex-wife. I'm just like, Rancid is a really great band. I'm listening to their B-sides and C-sides, and it is as good as any of their records, if not better than a number of them. I mean, like, just the first six songs on the record, Ben Zanotto, Stop, Devil's Dance, Dead and Gun, Stranded, and Killing Zone. I really like Killing Zone. Kind of metal. It's awesome. You know, if you like in any of these freaking clips that I'm playing you, oh my God. Like if you're sitting here listening to any of these things going, oh man, that sounds really cool. Oh, that sounds really cool. Wow, you're in for such a treat. Like there's so much great shit for you to listen to. I'm like, I'm so stoked for you. You can skip over 100 years. Then you go to Things to Come, Blast Them. Those are great. Sick Sick World is great. That's Entertainment. Clockwork Orange, also awesome. And then there's more towards the end of the record. Just a Feeling and Brixton are awesome. Maybe I'll play Just a Feeling. Just a Feeling. Just a Feeling. Generally, Tim Armstrong and Rancid, of course, like they write really great transitions, like dynamic transitions from one part to another. When the part changes, it's like, you know, really a big change. And I love that. Brixton, I really like too. Should I play any of this for you? Brixton's kind of cool. These are the B and C list songs. It's fucking great. Nice. another great one. And of course, B-side, C-side, because this was released on a soundtrack, one of my favorite Rancid songs actually of all time, I Want to Riot. And I'll play you a bit of that right now. That's on this one as well. So, I mean, B-sides and C-sides worth buying just for I Want to Riot alone. One of my favorite Rancid songs. I wanna riot, 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 riot. I wanna riot. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. I start a riot? Will I get protection? Oh, I wanna riot. Oh, yeah, I wanna riot. The hook just gets better. I wanna riot by the end of it. I'm gonna speed for. I just want to play the hook where it like repeats a bunch of times at the end because I love it so much. Just the oh, here it comes. I wanna riot. Yeah, I wanna riot. It's so good. I love I Want to Riot. It's a great tune. Just wanted to play a bunch of that. And then also on this record is this Xmas Eve, She Got Up and Left Me. Great Christmas song. And Fuck You. Maybe I'll just leave that on Fuck You as the last one. This song called Fuck You. Fuck You is the reason why I listened to the B-side, C-side record. I was like, well, I want to listen to a song called Fuck You. Effective. What they want is fuck you. They're going to say fuck you. They're going to say it. Any second now. I can't sing over the songs, but I don't know all the words. Fuck you! It's a great tune. It's a great tune. I mean, come on. If you haven't got it, I mean, granted, if you're not digging this shit, then you're like, you know, you're probably tuned. You're like, eh, Rancid's not the band for me. But if you've been digging this stuff on any level, I mean, shit, Rancid is the band for you. They are so great. One of the best punk bands who has ever lived. I think, honestly, Tim Armstrong is one of the greatest songwriters who has ever lived. The material is very, very strong. And I mean, you know, Marilyn Manson would talk about doing this all the time with his various songwriters, you know, about making something that was very poppy, you know, very popular, easy listening, you know, almost, and then distorting it to such a degree that it became really rocking and really gross and gnarly in an interesting way and sounded interesting to your ears. I mean, this is what's going on with Rancid, like, all the time. They write these amazing pop songs, and they kind of destroy them. But at the same time, they have great dynamics and great lyrics and great simple concepts, very similar to sort of the Ramones. I think Tim's probably a big Ramones fan. Ramones is a great band to study. They're so good. Elegantly anarchist. I don't know. Elegantly punk rock and well done for all of the stuff that they do. You know, it's maybe a little bit, you know, sonically
distorted, but it's so good. The foundations of it are just the most beautiful songs you've ever heard. Anyway, I hope that you've come to understand exactly why all of your favorite bands suck and who your new favorite band should be. Rancid. This is Jesse Blaze Snider saying, it's not your fault you have terrible taste in music. All your favorite bands suck is here to help you. You can join us every Monday night for a fresh and eclectic favorite band of the week. Plus, you can write to me at jesseblaze@jessesnider.com. If you're a geek like me, please join me every Wednesday and Saturday for my geek culture podcast, Coolest Geek Alive, where we explore the complexities of adapting rich geek culture source material into film and TV. You've been listening to All Your Favorite Bands Suck. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. I really do. And I look forward to seeing you again on another fabulous episode of All Your Favorite Bands Suck.
Well, you say you don't really like our style. Well, I say what you like just ain't worthwhile. I'm looking down at y'all almost every day. Too simple to be out of what you say. If you can't see the depth in the things we do, then I got one thing to say to you.
Say to you.
Say to you. Busted with new and improved. When you say you don't really like our sound, when wisdom in your words just can't be found, your screams and groans you talk to make us stop, your sticks and stones they only piss us off. Now you're looking up at us, but it don't feel great. You like to tell us what you hate. If you're not clever enough, then you can't compare. We scream and sound on us. We don't care.
We don't care.
We don't care. Fuck you. And fuck you. If you lack the strength to make dreams come true. Fuck you. And fuck you. Cause it down with the ultimate weapon. Fuck you. And fuck you. If there's not another thing for you to do. Fuck you. And fuck you. Cause you're old and busted with you and your food. Why do you care? Still looking down at us every single day. You try to make us go, but here we stay. Well, if you can't beat them, gonna hunt them out their way. And there's just one thing left to say.
Left to say.
Left to say. Fuck you. And fuck you. If you lack the strength to make dreams come true. Fuck you. And fuck you. Cause it's out with the old and in with the new. Fuck you. And fuck you. If there's not another thing for you to do. Fuck you.
You've been listening to All Your Favorite Bands Suck with me, your host, Jesse Blaze Snider. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe for more excellent music content from yours truly. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.